This is Spring Training Dodger Talk on your home of the world champion Dodgers. Follow us on Instagram at AM570 LA Sports for more Dodger content.
The home of the Dodgers.
AM570 LA Sports.
Welcome back to Dodger Talk. David Basse live at Camelback Ranch Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, where tomorrow the Dodgers will hold their first full squad workout officially. And our guest, he will be there. He has been here. He is getting ready for his eighth season in a Dodger uniform. He has always been a champion for the city of Los Angeles. And he is on Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports as a world champion for the first time since he was on with Colin Cowherd earlier today. That's the one and only Justin Turner. JT, welcome home.
What's up, Asa? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm out here at a very dark Camelback Ranch Stadium. I'm all alone out here.
Are you actually at the stadium right now?
I am.
Wow. Interesting.
That's how
interesting. I didn't know they were letting you back in this year.
I think they told me I'm allowed to be 6 feet away from most people, but 25 feet away from you starting tomorrow.
Actually, that was the rule I put in. I said 50 feet. Stay 50 feet away from me at all times.
Hey, Justin, when you had your Zoom press conference last week, I asked you about the fans and the reception they gave you, and you told me about these walks with moonshine around your neighborhood and how fans were really letting you have it, reminding you that they wanted you to stay. What were those walks with moonshine like?
Yeah, it was actually pretty crazy because, you know, we're walking around the neighborhood and, you know, wearing your mask, so people walk by you and kind of like aren't really sure, double take, is that him, it's not him, and they get like, you know, 40, 50 feet past me, and I just hear, you got to sign back with the Dodgers, and I turn around, and the guy's standing there like pumping his fist, so it was pretty entertaining, pretty flattering. You know, obviously, it was my hope to be back here and be wearing the Dodger uniform again. And I'm just so excited and so happy that everything worked out and looking forward to another great season.
What was the vibe like today coming back to camp and being with your teammates again? It's one thing to say, yeah, I'm coming back, but after the last few days to find your locker again, to be with the guys that you have blood, sweat, and tears on the field with, what was it like?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to come in, and, you know, every spring training is exciting, and the first time you come in and you get to see the guys that you don't see all off season, and obviously this is a special off season after accomplishing what we did last year, so this is the first time I'm really seeing any of these guys in person, which is a little different. You know, after winning a championship, usually, you know, teams get to go on a whole celebration tour and hang out with the guys that you're in the trenches with, but this is the first time I'm seeing a lot of these guys. So it's cool to sit down and have those conversations and talk about how the off season went and what's new and what's going on. And then of course the new faces that are coming in and getting to meet those guys and getting to know them. And tomorrow being the first full squad day where everyone's together in uniform, I'll have some butterflies. It'll be exciting walking out there for that first meeting tomorrow.
What's the balance that you guys have as a group to get ready for this season, but still, like so many of you have said, you never really had a chance to celebrate as a group. What's the balance there?
You know, there's kind of been a lot of conversation about wanting to do it again so we can celebrate and do it the right way. So I've heard some guys talking about that. I know, I think Doc talked about that a little bit today too. In one of his interviews. So, you know, we're all very well aware of what we accomplished last year, but we're also pretty hungry to go and do it again and be the first team to do it since the Yankees repeated way back when. So
that would be nice. And we would have a parade, I would imagine, when that happens.
Yeah, even if it's a boat parade, I'm in, you know.
Yeah, right? We saw the Bucks on the boat. I mean, we could have done something in the canals of Naples, right?
Yeah, somewhere, anywhere. I would have been in for that.
Justin Turner is our guest. World Series champion, Justin Turner. And I heard you earlier today with the herd, Justin. And I really like the analogy that you described about yourself as being kind of the bumper in a bowling lane for guys on the team, that you're allowing them to be themselves, but you know you're there to not let them go into the gutter. So I'm curious, as a buffer, as a bumper, how far did you allow Bauer to go with that GoPro the other day?
You know, I've had a couple conversations with Trevor, but you know, the pitchers and catchers are kind of in their own group right now, doing their own thing. Like I said, tomorrow's the first day we all get together. And I know, obviously, he has his company that he runs with Momentum, and he's documenting a lot of the stuff he's doing and trying to give fans a behind-the-scenes kind of look at what everyday life looks like for us here in spring training. But I'm sure there'll be some conversations and talk about some boundaries and say, hey, look, like, we know what you're doing. We appreciate it. We love it. And but at the same time, you know, there's probably a few places where you know, it's not okay to have that thing. And he's been great so far in having some of those conversations. And I'm sure there'll be more to come and just getting to know him. And obviously excited as hell to have him be able to take the ball every fifth day for us. So looking forward to that.
You guys have had some pretty talented teams and rotations. Adding him, is that a dynamic that between him, Walker, Kershaw, and Julio maybe might be the best and deepest rotation you've been a part of?
Yeah, and I mean, really, it doesn't stop there. When you go and you talk to David Price and Dustin May and Tony Gonsolin and the years that they had and how much they grew and developed, and the starting staff is so deep, the arms that we brought back and having our bullpen are just explosive, and you know, we're running out a pretty good lineup every night. So like you said, in 8 years, been on some really, really good teams. On paper, you know, this probably looks like one of the more complete teams that I've been on, but paper on paper doesn't really mean a whole lot. You got to show up and you got to play and you got to put in the work, because winning ball games at this level is not easy.
Is tomorrow a day where you stand up in front of the team, or is that just the stage for Dave Roberts to address the team? Does a guy like you get up? I've never asked you that.
No, but I'm sure there'll be some younger new player or maybe staff member who's going to get up and introduce themselves to everyone and tell us a little bit about themselves. I'll be sitting in the back enjoying it.
I thought maybe you would have something up your sleeve for those new people.
I don't have. I let Doc take care of all that stuff. And who knows? You know, last year on day one is when Mookie kind of stood up and challenged everyone and talked about, you know, taking a little more pride in practice. So I don't know if we're just going to inherently adopt that again or if he's going to get up and talk about it again. But we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you feel like that will carry over.
I think it will. I think it was good for us last year. I think it just adds a little bit of pressure on guys to, you know, take some pride in their work and not take days off and not take ground balls off and really focus and bear down for those 10 or 15 minutes that you're in a drill. Otherwise, there's a price to pay, and that's $20.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you ever put $20 in the jar last year?
Oh, yeah, Dave. Oh yeah!
No, not you. Come on.
I'm a human being. I make errors. I kick balls. I throw some balls away. And you know, everyone on the field lets you know when you miss that ground ball or you throw one away. You hear every guy on the field yelling $20. So there's no getting around it. There's no sneaking past it either.
Have you had a chance to reflect on where you're at in your career compared to where you were in your first spring training with the Dodgers, or is that something that you'll save for retirement?
Yeah, I think that's something I'll save for down the road. Right now, all my focus is going into just preparing and getting ready to go through another 162-game season, which obviously is going to be a lot longer, or feel a lot longer after that 60-game sprint that we just went through. So right now, the focus is on getting ready and looking forward. There'll be plenty of time to look back when this is all over.
Yeah, before I let you go, everybody seems so concerned about the pitchers bouncing back from a 60-game season to 162 regular season. What about position players? Do you believe there'll be an adjustment there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a long season as is, and you talk about or always hear about the dog days of August and whatnot. So I don't know if the dog days of August might come in July this year or a little sooner, but I'm sure there's going to be some times where, you know, guys are a little worn out and a little more tired because, like I said, we only played that 60-game season last year, and it's definitely going to be a longer one this year, we hope, as long as everyone stays healthy. And, you know, hopefully we're playing deep into October as well and working on bringing another championship home. So we're all planning on having a long, long season again this year.
That would be terrific, and the city wants to celebrate you. I know you've been celebrated whenever fans see you on the streets taking moonshine for a walk, and, you know, I'm not bashful or ashamed to say that I might be the happiest guy in Los Angeles that you're back, because it would not have been the same without you. L.A. hasn't been the same since you came back to Los Angeles to play for the Dodgers, and you have been such a big part and fabric of this community and this team, and winning on and off the field. So we're really happy to have you back, Justin.
I appreciate that. And I'm going to say you're number two, because I'm probably the happiest guy that I'm back in the Dodger uniform. So I'll give you the number two spot.
Well, outside of the Turners, I mean, outside of you, Courtney, and Moonshine.
All right. Okay.
All right.
You can have the number one spot, Dave.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I'll see you tomorrow from a distance.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. There he goes. Justin Turner. How awesome is that? On the eve of the first full squad workout, the leader of the position players, one of the leaders of this ball club, taking the time out at 8:30 Mountain Time to call in. These guys have to wake up early. They get here at, what, 5, 6 in the morning? So I really appreciate that. And I know Dodger fans are ecstatic that Justin Turner is back in the Dodgers uniform.